I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today and talking with Denny Rosati, who is here from Sonoma County Conservation Action, to tell us about the Wild and Scenic Film Festival they'll be hosting. It's a two-part event, Saturday afternoon, August 22nd. What will people see?
Friday afternoon. And we have 10 films that we're showing as part of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. And our first film is at 4 o'clock. It's a matinee. It's an hour and 10 minutes. It's one of the longer films that we're showing. It's called Unacceptable Levels, and it's about the use of chemicals in our system of commerce and products that we use, and kind of the exposing the potential dangers and concerns around those use of chemicals. It's a really well-done film. In between that matinee and the evening program, which starts at 6:30, there'll be an environmental happy hour and fair where we're having environmental organizations and allied groups to kind of come and showcase what they have to offer to the community. And we're going to have beer and wine and the kefir in south of Sebastopol has sponsored. We're going to have some kefir available, fresh kefir. And we'll have a couple food trucks as well.
And after the happy hour, then it's back to the unhappy hour with the films?
Well, actually, many of the films are pretty happy. The first one for the evening program is called The Joy of Air, and it's about adventure and folks on snowboards, skateboards, mountain bikes, you know, kind of gaining air off the ground. And it's a really well-done kind of scenic, if you will, film.
And the evening program has a much greater variety, I gather.
Yes. Yeah, we've got everything from energy and climate films. One is about it's called A Boom with No Boundaries, and it's about the kind of back and forth tug of war between national parks and keeping parks kind of pristine and clean and green, if you will. And then right on the edge of that national park, Teddy Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota, there's a major oil boom happening. And it's kind of the interaction between those two, quote unquote needs of society. You know, we have this need for energy and we have this need for pristine and wild places. So the film kind of exposes the kind of back and forth. Also have a film we're really excited about called Right Now, Living with Mountain Lions. It's set to some Van Halen music, and it's only a 5-minute film, but it does a lot of exposing of kind of the interaction of habitat loss and destruction and mountain lion, survival. And we're really excited that Zara McDonald, who lives in Marin County, is going to be with us for the evening to kind of tell the audience a little bit about her film and her work at her organization.
So who put all these films together for you?
There's an organization in the Sierra Nevada mountains called the South Yuba River Citizens League, and they have this national gathering every year to bring together filmmakers. There's over 200 filmmakers that come to this gathering, and then they take the film festival on tour after the gathering, and we became a host sponsor. Conservation Action applied for a kind of like a reverse grant, and we actually basically paid them for the rights to have these films and show them to folks in Sonoma County and in our region.
First time it's come here then?
Yeah, it's first time, Sonoma County.
So let's give people the where, when details.
It'll be at the Sebastopol Grange Hall, which is 6000 Sebastopol Avenue. It's right on Highway 12 on your way into Sebastopol. August 22nd, which is a Friday. Matinee is at 4. Environmental fair and happy hours from 5 until 6:30. And then the evening program starts at 6:30.
Tickets in advance, at the door, how much?
We're encouraging folks to buy tickets in advance. We're expecting the event to sell out. Tickets are $20, and that's admission to the whole day, including the matinee. We also have a $40 empowerment ticket, we're calling it, and that's that gets you admission to the whole day, a drink ticket, a food ticket. Like I said, we're going to have a couple food trucks there. And it also gets you a clean canteen, stainless steel pint cup. It's kind of like a commemorative cup type thing. There are a number of national partners and sponsors for this film festival, and Clean Canteen is one of those, Patagonia, Cliff Bar, Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, Mother Jones Magazine, and Orion Magazine.
Sounds like a real natural fit for your organization in Sonoma County.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, and we've gotten some great local sponsors as well. The Sonoma Land Trust will be there tabling and sponsoring. The Sonoma County Gazette did an ad for us. Sonoma, the county of Sonoma, actually sponsored the film fest, recognizing that there's a real connection with tourism and promotion of economic development in the county, as well as, you know, educating people on some of these issues that are really important.
So this is likely to become a recurring annual event?
That's the goal. Yeah.
All right.
We want to have a success and sell out, so we're really hoping folks will come down and join us on the 22nd.
That's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival happening at the Sebastopol Grange on Friday afternoon, the 22nd. Tickets and information on the website?
Yes, you can go to cafefund.org/filmfest, .html. You can also call our office at 571-8566, and tickets are available on InTicketing. InTicketing is a local Sebastopol-based ticketing company, and they're one of our sponsors as well.
Denny Rosati here from Sonoma County Conservation Action talking about that Wild and Scenic Festival here on Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti. As he would tell you, have a great day. Thank you.